And now it's Psychic and Astrologer Night as we look at 2013 and beyond. Up next, Joseph Jacobs, Psychic Extraordinaire. We'll look at lessons learned from life and living and predictions for 2013 next on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Joseph Jacobs up next, internationally known psychic. He has counseled so many people. I mean, so many people over the years. His website, 800cself.com. Phone number, 1-800-CSELF.com. He has been a counselor in terms of advice to people through his psychic intuitive abilities. I have known Joseph way back 1996. He's been on my local shows. He's been on Coast to Coast a number of times. And we bring in the new year, Joseph. We made another one, didn't we?
Yeah, happy new year. And I'm kind of looking forward to this year. Gerald Celente took the words right out of my mouth when he said that local communities will be building. I think that's the answer for 2013.
You know, Joseph, I was at a little New Year's Eve event before I had to get ready for the program. And, you know, so many people always are saying, I can't wait for this year to get over with. Why do they say that? I mean, are these years that bad for most people?
Well, you know, we've had historic weather conditions, hurricanes, floods, fires, drought.
Wars.
I think that's going to continue and increase, and it's too bad that Congress cut millions of dollars out of FEMA, just as we're going to need it more, and especially in 2014. Mm-hmm. But this year is a year where either we work in harmony or we get karma. And that harmony can result in more marriages, more relationship building, more community building, an increase in new education. There are going to be advances in health and medicine. There may be an increase in international communication, but if certain things don't work out, as was mentioned in the last hour, there could be additional war. Last year was very good for the entertainment industry and the arts, and I think I predicted that. Last year, of course, I predicted that February and November were going to be really rough weather-wise, and this year we're going to see that in January this month and October, so be prepared for that.
Well, here we go,
And March and December are going to be pretty heavy months, and I'm not talking about necessarily Milwaukee or San Francisco. I'm talking worldwide. For instance, I had mentioned about a year and a half ago that I was going to see that we were going to see migrations in 2012, and we saw huge migrations in Africa, Guatemala. 30,000 people ran away from a volcano. Syrian people, a couple of million Syrians have migrated. Some Americans have too, from some of our weather disasters. But I kind of see this as a year if you work on relationships, and somehow a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Do you see 2013, Joseph, also as the beginning of a year of enlightenment? You know, as you talk about people working together, do you see it as a year where people are starting to say enough is enough, regardless, whatever it might
be? Well, I'm seeing that in communities more. I think Ann Gerald Celente said that, and I'm seeing little companies growing, new businesses, people who are unemployed suddenly thinking maybe I can do this kind of a business or that kind of a business. So I do see improvements. The only thing that can get in the way is Washington. The question that is always asked is, why are we here? And I think we're here to learn lessons. And I think that as a result of these lessons, we're here for personal refinement, so that we can get closer to God. Whether you believe mm-hmm. that we go to heaven or hell or reincarnation or not believe at all, but even atheists will tell you, boy, I've just had a rough lesson. And any psychic who doesn't tell you what the lessons are and doesn't help you through the lessons and the ambivalences that we all have to deal with and help you come to certain conclusions and answers is at fault. And the lessons are about relationships, family, friendships, how we handle other people, how we mm-hmm. work with other people.
That's critical.
You know, many people are unemployed, but many people who are employed are dealing with difficult coworkers and bosses. So how do we deal with that? That friction can make you either stronger or buckle. With our money issues, for instance, how do we handle our finances and our, which is also our value system and our principles and what is important to us.
Well, but what you've said though, Joseph, and I agree with all of it, it's living. It's life itself. You know, we go through these periods.
There's a lesson a minute.
All the time, constantly.
Unless you're blind to it, you know. And a lot of people are sleepwalking.
You
brush your teeth, you don't think about it, and they just sort of move around. But being in the moment, being mindful, developing your knowledge, developing your intuition as well, is what gets you through these lessons. Now, I know the lessons. I teach them in my readings, although I'll be talking about money and relationships and family and health and all the other things. I don't always call them the lesson, but if you really pay attention, it doesn't make it any easier going through some things, but at least you have an awareness, a consciousness of, whoa, okay, all right, I'm learning.
That's
here.
True. Do you see a common denominator, Joseph, between people and what they need to do for the future?
Well, I think that's very individual. You know, for some, it's how they do the work that they do. And the work can be very mundane. It can be washing dishes. It can be taking care of the lawn. But it can also be the spiritual work, the inner work. Of refining yourself spiritually and getting in touch spiritually. And each person has a different path. We're all each of us is on a track. And while I generally agree with you that there are no coincidences, there is some wiggle room as a result of free choice. In other words, we're on a track, and we can make the best of that track, or we can go sideways and get into drugs, hang out with the wrong people, quit school, do any number of things that get us off that track, and then some get back on the track somehow. It's how conscious you are at every moment that gets you through it.
In 2013, do you see anything that you would say would even get close to some of the tragedies we had in 2012?
Well, yeah, I think March and December are going to be pretty heavy. Be prepared for that. And this month and October could have some heavy weather.
Beyond weather, see any crazies doing anything or anything like that, or maybe?
Well, Ed, you've always got that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, aside from each of us being, focused or unfocused, there are people who are mentally ill, and we need to do something about that.
Joseph, tell everyone, because when we take calls, of course, they're going to be asking how you work with the card system.
Well, when you tell me your month and day, I see what some of your life lessons are. And when you give me your age, I can see where you're at and what the lessons are this year.
How does it work?
I use a card system that finally helped me develop the intuitive and psychic ability. And in that card system, you're dealt a hand when you're born, and that hand changes for most of us, not everyone, but most of us. Every year we matriculate with our birthday. And so with every birthday, you're going to a new series of lessons. And then again, it's how you handle those lessons. And sometimes they can be pretty rough, but that's where a psychic comes in handy to tell you that, well, you can handle your finances particularly careful in May. Don't go spending money just because you got it, or watch that relationship, work on that relationship, and that sort of thing. So I have to translate what I see as the lesson into mundane aspects of love, finance. Some people ask me about health, but a lot of psychics don't like to talk about death, disease, and divorce. But there are times when you almost have to.
Sure.
And a lot of people, the people come for three reasons. One is curiosity. You've got a lot of coast-to-coast people who are interested and just want another experience in psychic focus, all right, and what's going on. Then you've got people who know what they want, and they just want confirmation. And then there are people who are hurting really bad. They're confused. In many cases, they'd be better off going to a psychologist or a lawyer, and I'll tell them that. I mean, there's a small percentage of people, 1 or 2%, that I won't read because I don't think they will benefit from the reading. That's why people are always surprised when I take the booking, because I kind of get a sense, is this person I can help or not? I don't want to waste your money. So that's how the card system works. I've been using it. This is my 31st year of being a professional. Started January 1st in 82. And I've done over 15,000 readings, whether it's two minutes on hundreds of radio shows that I've done, or an hour and a half when I started out. Now I can compress a reading into a half an hour, and get all the important information out.
Now, Joseph, the old saying, "These are the cards I'm dealt."
Exactly.
They make sense then. That's
absolutely
true, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Huh. And I remember you told me I'm a king of diamonds.
You're
right?
A king of diamonds. I'm a two of spades. So we're soulmates, actually, you and I. We're
cool. My buddy Joseph.
We're in the soul spread. Yeah.
And if you had the 10 king of diamonds, 10 people who were all king of diamonds,
yeah,
would their lives echo each other? I mean, would they be similar?
Well, their lessons would be the same. Now, one could be a corporate leader, because it's basically it's the manager. It's the financial builder. But what's interesting about the King of Diamonds, by the way, whatever work that they do, they're more interested in many ways in what doesn't earn them money, in, for instance, spirituality and health, in every case. And I've had a whole bunch of King of Diamonds in my life. My teacher was a King of Diamonds, one of the three teachers in metaphysics. So let's say, one person could be an actor, another would be a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly there's a strike in the bus company, and the actor's unemployed. But, the lesson is the same.
Right. That's interesting how that works.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned earlier whether one believes in God or not, or heaven and hell or not, or reincarnation, that this is a lessons learned here.
Absolutely. We're here to learn lessons. And lately I've been thinking that every moment is a lesson. Like I learned from my cat. She's a great teacher. I call her my teacher. My guide, my healer. So you learn, and in retrospect, also, if you look back on your life, maybe some of the terrible things that happened to you suddenly turn you into a new direction. And if you see that, all the lessons that I've had, all the different jobs I had before I was a psychic, taught me how to deal with you right now, how to talk to the public. I used to lecture and teach. I don't do that anymore. I've sort of withdrawn. And one of my resolutions is I want to get out there more. I want to be with people more. I've used the last 2 years to really sort of check out my navel.
You like people. I mean, you have a comforting way about you.
I like to help people. I sometimes walk in the street and people ask me direction, so I'm always giving direction.
Well, are we going to go through a period where these could be horrendous times ahead?
It is if you don't do the work. And this is a karma year. Karma year in the sense of if I'm doing good, if I'm working for humanitarian efforts, if I'm compassionate, if I'm loving, the doors will be open. If I'm not, if I get greedy, if I cut back on my on how I handle people, it can be disastrous. And that's not just on a personal basis, but on a governmental basis.
Well,
I sometimes think that this consciousness of worry and anger and demonizing of others is what's causing a lot of the weather problems, not just global warming, but it's our consciousness.
Gerald Celente fears the possibility of a third world war.
Well, I don't know about a third world war, but there could be an international meetings of some additional military action, again, if there isn't cooperation and an easier way of doing it. Now, I agree with him on that. I agree with him on community building, domestic building, even the Pope agrees with him because, Gerald had mentioned that that there are no safety nets, a lot of the oversight of capitalism was taken away. Now, I'm a capitalist, and I believe in ethical capitalism. I don't believe in the law of the jungle.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with capitalism. I mean,
capitalism is fine unless it gets greedy and thoughtless. And,
which it always does.
Well, the tendency is always there. See, businesses can fail, but government can't.
Government.
So we do need government oversight. The Pope thinks so, and Gerald thinks so, and I think so. We're in good company.
You mentioned years ago that you're not the kind of guy, this kind of psychic, to tell people if you see death on the horizon.
I don't. I did. The three D's: death, disease, divorce.
Why do you avoid that if you see it?
Well, I don't avoid it. I try to prepare people for a difficult time. Let's say.
But let's say you're talking to someone. You're doing what you do with them.
Right.
And you see death. How do you get around that without telling them that?
There may be a passing that you experience in your life during this month.
You just won't tell them it's them.
I get the euphemism, but in case of divorce, I will sometimes, as I talk to a client, say if there's no possibility of marriage counseling, I think you've had enough to make a decision.
Just end it. Well, we're going to come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Joseph Jacobs, the psychic, and we'll take your phone calls and see what's in store for you in 2013. Joshua P. Warren, our paranormal expert, is my guest on our television show Beyond Belief this coming Friday. Make sure you're part of it. You get 2 weeks free. Go to our website under the featured story or also click hosts, and then the link to the television show opens up for you, and you can sign up for that 2 weeks free. You can also go to GAIAM TV.com/George, and that'll take care of you as well. Joshua P. Warren, our guest on Beyond Belief this Friday. So go take advantage of that. Back in a moment with your calls and psychic Joseph Jacobs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with Joseph Jacobs and your phone calls as well. Joseph, always tell us, for our new listeners, the great story of how you stumbled into the card system with the man on the beach.
Well, I was sort of developing intuitively late in life. My mother was psychic, so I believed in that, and I explored all sorts of systems and ways and walked over to this guy, looked like a comic book guru with long gray beard and gray hair, and he said, "What's your birthday?" And I said, "January 12th. And he said, "Oh, you're a two of spades." And I went, "Okay, another nut on the Venice beach." Started to walk away, and this woman who was standing there said, no, listen to him. And he started to rattle off stuff that he couldn't have known. And we somehow became friends. We played backgammon and talked about life. And he taught me the beginnings of this card system, which I see as the curriculum of your life. I mean, we're born into this lifetime, and nobody tells you what your lessons are, you know? So 2 years later, after starting to read people for 2 years, here and there, you know, for free, family, friends, et cetera, I said, I've got to do this. And I decided January 1st of 1982 to do this professionally. And then I was on radio 3 months later, you know?
Yep.
And I did radio all over the place. Sometimes, you know, three or four shows a day and several networks. And it's been good. And by the way, I still think the sun's going to be a little active this year.
I think so, too. As a matter of fact, I on my prediction show last night, I predicted that we would get hit from a solar flare.
Yeah, I don't know what we're all the scare about 2012. You know, it didn't come out of Coast to Coast, because most of the people on Coast to Coast didn't think that this was going to be the end of the world.
No, they did not. They had some callers that did, but most of the guests did not.
In fact, I said, you know, it was going to come in like a whimper, you know, that you're not going to feel the effects, but the effects will be there over the next few years. And they're very positive, because I think what the Mayans predicted was the beginning of the end of the hell years in 2012. And the hell years lasted about 600 years of war and craziness. So we're gonna little by little see very positive things over the next few years. But of course, there are, you know, there can be climate change and other issues, economic issues, that still have to be dealt with.
Do you ever get into UFO disclosure, whether that's going to occur or anything like that?
Well, I put that on my website. Whenever I feel something's happening in space, I'll put that on my daily psychic views. They're there. I'm convinced. I've seen them, you know, maybe they just don't want to have anything to do with us. You know, maybe we're like puppies to them, you know.
Okay, well, let's see what advice Joseph can give to our Coast to Coast listeners. And again, here's a key here. When he tells somebody specifically, you know, about your birth date and the year, and generally, if you've got that same birth date and year, it's going to be pretty similar for you as well. So just put that away. Let's go to Paul in Shreveport, Louisiana, east of the Rockies. Paul, you're on with Joseph Jacobs. Go ahead.
Hello, Joseph. I'd like to know if my birthday is September the 10th.
And what? How old are you?
61.
Okay, you know, you're very much a leader and a communicator and a motivator of other people. You're, in a sense, you're a messenger. You can motivate other people. You can be a little bossy sometimes. But deep down, you're extremely sensitive. And my sense is that you started a bit of a roller coaster ride at age 60. There were a lot of changes. and you're in the midst of a 5-year roller coaster ride, if you look at that as literally going back into the school of life, there are going to be some great times. There may be some difficult times, a little bit of emotional problems. There may be a concern about a woman in your life who may have a health issue February 14th or April 6th. What did you want to ask me about?
You pretty well hit it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
There you go. Joseph, how did I end up finding you back in 96, 97? I can't even remember.
Well, it was that radio and television magazine, and you had a spot on KMOX. You had
a
chance to do some interviews, and you called me. And the next thing I knew, a couple of months later, you were on KTRS, and I was on once a month.
And I'm still there. Can you believe that? We're celebrating we're going on 16 years on KTRS.
Wow. It's been a wonderful journey with you, and I really appreciate the support. I don't sell myself. You do that very well for me.
I remember we used to do 3-hour shows with you in the wee hours.
And yeah,
we
don't
open up
an hour. And everybody go, "Yoy!"
And this was in St. Louis. You jammed the phone lines in St. Louis, Joseph, to the point that, you know, every time I had you on, I think we got to the point where you were on what, once a month, maybe?
Once a month. And you know, you've done wonders with Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast was very successful, but your managerial abilities have increased all the possibilities. And by the way, congratulations on your internet TV show. I think it'll go
places. Thank you. We're having fun. We'll try to get you as a guest down there in Denver one night. That'll be fun for you. Let's go next to Joseph. Well, let's go to, let's see. We'll go to Sundara. And Sundara, April 28th, 35 years old. Hello, Sundara. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you're very intuitive yourself.
Yeah.
And you are a communicator, extremely bright. How old are you?
35.
And occasionally you suffer from inertia. You can't get complacent. Whenever nothing's happening, you got to make it happen. You may feel this year as if you've been working in a difficult kind of job. It's as if it's drudgery. Find the joy in it. Find the creativity in the work that you're doing this year. And also a lot of work on computers recently that could be very helpful. What do you want to ask me?
Well, I was thinking about starting a business opportunity because I'm not currently working.
Okay.
So if there's success for me in entrepreneurial respect.
In entrepreneurial, very, very much so. In fact, any product or service that relates to women and that women would want to use can be enormously successful for you.
Oh, great.
What were you thinking?
Shoes.
Okay. Anything
high
that
heels.
Women would. I think you need to go into a lot of research and development right now. I don't think that you need to start anything until you know all the ins and outs of it. And I would say that you are, better off getting it started after March 7th.
You know, Joseph, when I was about 24 years old, I wanted to develop a woman's shoe line and, you know, come up with some Italian name for it and whatever, you know, Bagazzi shoes or whatever. And market it, and because I thought that would be a huge business one day if you could get them manufactured at a cheap price and then sell them at a nice high price. But I always wanted to do that. It was funny because when I was going through high school and college, worked at the Baker Shoe Chain, which was based in St. Louis at the time, but I was in Detroit. And so I was a salesman getting a percent in a commission. And that helped put me through college.
And it also helped you in sales.
It helped me in sales.
To learn how to communicate and deal with people and all of that.
Oh, yeah. I used to sell sometimes to five or six. It was a women's shoe store. Five or six customers at any given time, bouncing back and forth. Well, I loved it.
You're an entrepreneur. You are. You're a spiritual capitalist. That's what you are.
So, you know, maybe Sundara can come up with some of those little ideas. And
yeah, she has to figure out an awful lot of stuff before she starts. Yeah.
Well, there's definitely a lot of work that goes into it. But there are great opportunities for people in specialized loans and things. I mean, they're still out there. They're still available.
And I think people need to start to think about that. You know, there's no pride in the labor anymore. You know, the craftsman, the person who had pleasure in carpentry or whatever. And I think we're going to see more and more of that coming back.
Well, write down this date, Joseph, June 23rd. He's 29 years old, and it's Joseph talking to Joseph. Hi, Joseph. Go ahead.
I'm doing pretty good.
June 23rd, very analytical. Careful that you're not critical. Love to be on the move, on the go. You are an inspiration to other people. How old are you again?
29.
I'm 29.
Okay. If there was a delay in education, get back to it. You've got a very bright mind. There's a lot of restlessness, a lot of change in the people in your life.
Yes, there has been.
Right now. Yeah. And I
recently just lost my grandpa last year of a stroke. And I've been trying to go through that change of not being with him anymore. And I still feel his presence. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, what should I do? Why is he contacting me? Or if he's contacting me at all?
Well, I think those who pass over are like our guardian angels, but they have to move on. I think he's hovering, you know, to help you. You have an opportunity for a more positive work situation after January 18th, by the way.
Oh, that sounds good. And I was also wondering, too, if I'm going to have any good luck this year.
Yeah, I think January 18th, there could be a change with more money. And I think use your creativeness and adapt to new situations for greater success, I think.
Joseph, why are some months better than others for certain people?
You know, I think there's a numerological effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a numerologist, but, you know, like a heart doctor will read your blood. So, I mean, I take a look at the numbers, and sometimes there are months that can be very difficult for some people. And then sometimes it's a repeated thing. It may be astrological. I'm not an astrologer. But there could be certain signs that you go through that are more positive or negative. I don't need astrology. I don't use it at all.
We're talking with Joseph Jacobs. His website, 800, that's the number, cself.com, 800cself.com. So well worth going to that website and seeing some of the things that Joseph has done. You gave a friend of mine a reading about his marriage back about 15 years ago, and I just want you to know they're still married. So whatever you told him, which was none of my business, worked out for him.
Well, I've helped a lot of people.
All right, next up, here's the date, July 9th. 47 years old. Miriam's with us, west of the Rockies. Miriam, you're on with Joseph Jacobs. Go ahead.
And you're 49?
47.
47. You have an incredible sense of obligation and can work well with finance. Very well. You're also very service-oriented. In fact, you can make money through service to others. And you're also a very, very, very good communicator. I think there's a lot of responsibility in working with women right now. What did you want to ask me?
I was just wondering how I can build up my intuition.
Intuition. How does she build up her intuition?
Well, you have the potential. Some people have more of a potential than others. It's listening. It's taking those quiet moments. Sometimes just lying down if you don't meditate and get beyond the point of the chatter. When you can begin to tune into your guardian angel.
Why are some people better than others with intuition?
Some people are born with it. Some of it may be genetic, but there are people who can develop it more easily than others. It's like some people can become great bakers. Everybody can learn to cook, but, you know, some people become great at it. And they have a more creative energy and a greater desire to do it. But this lady can really develop her intuition and through learning, meditation, reading, etc., and listening. We all need to take those quiet moments. I mean, being on your smartphone and turning on the TV and busy on your computer, you're blocking things.
Just listen to Coast to Coast on the radio.
There you go.
That's all. We've got time for one or two more. First-time caller, Stella. August 17th, Joseph. August 17th, 48 years old. Stella, you're on with Joseph Jacobs. Go ahead.
You're connected to the woman who just called. Isn't that interesting? Sometimes there are patterns. Whenever I've done parties, you're very universal, very humanitarian. You're very service-oriented. You like to help people. You may have had a... your education, if your education wasn't finished, get back to it, is what I'm thinking. If it was interrupted, get back to your education because it'll open up doors for you occupationally. So even now, if you could take some classes, what did you want to ask me?
Well, I was going to ask if there was any day or event I should pay special attention to in this coming year.
I think you've got a pretty good year. I think it's about family. It's about relationships. I think you're learning an awful lot right now. I don't see anything that you... there may be new work opportunities opening up for you in the spring. That's all. I wouldn't worry about it, but I see a very constructive work possibilities for you.
Joseph Jacobs, his website, 800cself.com, his toll-free number, the same, 1-800-C-S-E-E-SELF, S-E-L-F. And, Joseph, what do those numbers equate to? 1-800? Go ahead.
1-800-733-7353. I wish you and every listener a very, very happy new year. Make it a good year. Make it a good year.
And, by the way, our 10-year anniversary is coming up on Sunday, and I want to thank you, Joseph, for everything you've done to contribute to the growth of Coast to Coast AM as well. I'll be back in a moment. John Hogue joins us next. He was right about the Mayan calendar. What else does he have to say about 2013?